This is back to Schumacher dictating progress or Bertha Moore. Last name is M-O-R-R, Bertha, B-E-R-T-H-A. Date was July the 21st, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen in Franken. New paragraph, Ms. Moore was seen for evaluation of recent falls. New paragraph, history, present illness. I'm told by staff that Mrs. Moore was found on the ground three times, period. She does not remember them, period. She does have dementia, period. She, you know, these falls were not witnessed, period. The staff in her area doubt that she had passed out because when she falls and is on the ground, she cries out because she can't get up, period. There's been no pain and no injuries, period. She's been to the hospital and nothing specific was found, period. I'm told that she does have valvular heart disease, but they could not tell me what the valvular heart disease is, period. She has history of hypertension, but that's controlled, period. She denies any dizziness, chest pain, or shortness of breath, period. She did admit to once in a while being dizzy, but not necessarily with the falls, period. There's no evidence of syncope. New paragraph. There's no evidence of any head injury, period. Vision seems okay, period. No clear aggravating factors, period. Did not appear dry or dehydrated when seen today, period. She was alert and able to communicate, and she walked without difficulty, period. New paragraph, review of systems. Denies visual complaints. Denies chest pain, shortness of breath. Nausea, vomiting, dizziness, diarrhea, bleeding her bowels or anywhere, or fever, period. She denies numbness or tingling anywhere, period. Past history is positive for hypothyroidism, essential hypertension, dementia, congestive heart failure, hypercholesterolemia. Her family history. Her mother died at 74 and she had an enlarged heart and a stroke. New paragraph examination. She is not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure was 106 over 65 laying and 108 over 71 standing. Pulse was 62, O2 saturation 98%. Temperature 97.3, head and neck, eyelids and cunning type of normal, extractive wounds intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, neck has no bruises or nodes or masses, lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no, there's a faint murmur, 1 out of 6 at the base, period. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, cranials are normal. Sensation to touch and position are normal. Motor strength is normal and symmetrical, period. Her gait was stable, period. She could walk on her toes and on her heels, period. Paragraph assessment and plan. The etiology of Mrs. Moore's fall is not clear, period. There's no document orthostasis and no clear neurologic data, period. She did not appear dry, period. And there's no clear evidence of syncope because she seems to call out when she falls, period. Possible, I'd like to get hospital records to see if there is valvular heart disease and what the nature of it is, period. Doesn't appear to be severe as there's no signs of chest pain or shortness of breath, period. It could be multifactorial, period. She could be a bit weak and her pressure could drop a bit at times as it tends on the low side, period. In any case, I don't see any interventions at the moment to do, period. I will get a CBC and a light spew and creatinine, period. I wish to evaluate her potassium in view of the fact that she's on spironolactone, period. I'd like to review her kidney function, period. I'd also like to rule out anemia, period. For now, I'll continue the levothyroxine for hypothyroidism. And enough is 5 milligrams daily for dementia, period. remains on metoprolol 25 milligrams daily for hypertension, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.